This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in London. So last week, Tesla signaled it could issue new debt or equity financing in the wake of a first quarter loss that was much worse than Wall Street analysts expected. The Journal says Tesla has plenty of options for raising money, but for one ambitious electric car company, it is getting more expensive to do so. Taking a look under the hood, after these tech headlines. A quick earnings check-in midweek, because in the tech world, there are no lack of earnings to report. Let's start with Samsung. It reported a 57% decline in first quarter net profit as it wrestles with a postponed rollout of its foldable screen phone. It sees a first quarter net profit of $4.4 billion, a decline from a year earlier. Alphabet reported first quarter revenue of $36.3 billion, roughly $1 billion short of forecasts. Google's once untouchable online ad business took a huge hit, hurt by growing competition and what the Journal calls struggles within its YouTube unit. It posted its slowest revenue growth since 2015. The company's results are an outlier amid what has otherwise been a steady earnings season for the tech sector. Peers like Facebook and Twitter previously reported strong earnings, while Amazon last week reported record profit that will incidentally allow it to pour fresh cash into improving its Prime membership program. For all the very latest earnings news, make sure you head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. The latest tech company to file for an IPO this week? WeWork. The shared office space giant has filed for an initial public offering, making it the latest highly valued startup to shoot for the public markets this year. WeWork, which rebranded as the We Company early this year, said it filed confidentially with the SEC in December. It was last valued at $47 billion. And while you may have been looking the other way, Foxconn tore up a small town to build a big factory, then kind of retreated. The Journal has an extensive look into the story after the Taiwanese manufacturing giant, famous for being an Apple supplier, pledged an investment to build a $10 billion LCD plant. However, it appears that much hasn't materialized on the designated land in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. The story looks at the impact on the community, and with Foxconn spending just 1% of its pledged investment, it highlights a trend in big tech where communities across America are in an incentives race for marquee projects, and how some big ones have already collapsed. Amazon walked away from a $2.5 billion package from New York City, and GE returned $87 million in incentives after significantly scaling back its headquarters in Boston because it no longer needed the space. Coming up, Tesla faces steeper costs to raise cash. In order to pump out more electric cars to the masses, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has reversed his general stance on raising money. But WSJ reporter Sam Goldfarb thinks Tesla may have already missed the chance to do it on the cheap. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen has more.
After turning in downbeat first quarter earnings numbers, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has come to the realization that the company needs to raise money. That's the easy part. The hard part is finding relatively inexpensive ways to do that. We've got Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Goldfarb with us to spell out some of the details. So, Sam, Tesla says it has $2.2 billion on hand, and some people who follow Tesla say the company needs to raise somewhere between $1 and $2 billion. That's becoming more challenging as the share price drops.
Right. So there are a few different ways of raising money. There, you can issue new shares, you can issue new bonds, you can issue convertible bonds, which is kind of like a hybrid of the two. Basically, if your stock price is falling, it makes all those things more difficult. With issuing shares, it's really simple. If your share price is falling, you have to issue more shares to raise the same amount of money. And just if because your share price is lower, also if the trajectory is going down, investors might be skittish about buying those shares. So the banks who are arranging the deal might have to offer an extra discount to get people interested in buying.
And Sam, the stock is down significantly in the past quarter.
Right. If you go back just a little bit more to about mid-December, it's down about almost 40% since then.
And one of the risks you face in issuing more shares is diluting the existing shareholders.
Right. Exactly. That's why companies kind of try to avoid doing this. It's probably why Tesla has waited so long to consider it again. Elon Musk, the CEO of the company, owns roughly 20% of the shares, and so he stands to personally be hurt by issuing more shares.
You know, you can issue shares, but then Tesla also has sold convertible bonds since 2013. You mentioned that earlier. That's another viable option.
It's an option that a lot of people think makes the most sense because if Tesla were to issue regular bonds right now, it would have to carry very high interest rates. Convertible bonds don't carry as high interest rates, so you know you're not paying as much on a regular basis, which is a fairly significant thing for a company like Tesla, which is doesn't have a lot of cash on hand and wants to do a lot of investments. And you don't also immediately dilute your shareholders like you do with issuing stock. Although in the future, if the stock rises to a certain a premium to where it's trading now, the bonds would convert to equity, and at that point you would dilute your shareholders.
You know, there are some challenges along the way here, but even though the costs are rising of raising cash, Tesla still has a market cap of more than $40 billion. I mean, Wall Street is still invested in this company. So the rising costs notwithstanding, it's very likely it can still raise funds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give the impression otherwise. A lot of people think that Tesla cost of capital in terms of issuing shares is still relatively cheap for a company that is still kind of almost in a startup phase. Its market value is equal roughly to Ford, which is a much more established company and larger company in terms of sales. So to have that $40 billion market cap is a luxury for the company. It means that on a sort of not a relative basis to where it was before, but just on an absolute basis, it's not that expensive to issue shares.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Goldfarb here with the latest on Tesla. Sam, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.